Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 732. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We started with one from Sharp Pins. That's the project of Kai Slater, based out of Chicago, Illinois. The song I played was Every Time I Hear, and that's on the album Radio DDR. Originally, that came out last year on cassette, though it's just been repressed on vinyl, thanks to K Records and Perennial Records. Came out on March 21st. Just an excellent record. Maybe it's power pop, but it's a lot of different things. The sort of thing that happens when you've got like one person in charge, and they're able to define the project however they want, include whatever they want. It's an excellent one you're going to want to hear. And you're going to want to hear this next one, too. It's Motorbike. The song is called Cold Sweat.
Back.
And welcome back to the podcast. We just heard from Ministry with the song I'm Falling. That was the band's 1981 debut single on Wax Trax Records, though the recording we just heard is from the Squirrely Years Revisited. They'll be out this Friday, March 28th on Cleopatra Records. It's a re-recording of early singles, including songs from the first album. When the band were a synth-pop band, some of the songs are better for the more gutsy arrangements. I think that's one of them. And some of them just didn't need any help at all. They were perfect in their little synth-pop glory. Before that, we heard from Motorbike from Cincinnati, Ohio, with the song Cold Sweat. That's on the band's album Kick It Over that came out March 21st on Feel It Records. Just excellent punk there. That album is fantastic. You're going to find good things on it from the very start to the very finish. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. More new music here for you. This is Jetstream Pony with the song Only If You Want To. lovely trio that was, ending with She's Green from Minneapolis, Minnesota. The song Purple, that's on the band's album Wisteria that came out June of 2023. Excellent dream pop there, and I saw that's just getting pressed on green vinyl for the first time, so keep an eye out for that one. Before that, we heard from Pale Blue Eyes with the song Scrolling. That's on the band's album New Place that came out March of this year on Having Fun, band out of Sheffield in the UK. Just love the motoric elements to that one. Then we started the set off with Jetstream Pony from Brighton in the UK. The song is Only If You Want To, and it's on the band's upcoming album Bowerbirds and Blue Things, which will be out March 28th on Shelf Life or Spin Out Nuggets, depending on where you are in the world. Just fantastic indie pop there. That's one of my favorite albums of the year so far. Give that one a listen. Anyway, we are way out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 732, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's at TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media network like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Look at the concert calendar. We got lots of things coming up here. Starting on the 25th, we've got Bewitcher playing Record Bar. Jeffrey Lewis is playing The Ship on the 26th. Nephilim's at the Skate Bar that night, and Oxys are playing Mini Bar. On the 27th, Big Fat Cow is playing at the KC Library. I think True Lions are on that show as well. The 28th is the first night of the Farmer's Ball out at the Bottleneck. The Faint is playing at the Warehouse on Broadway. On the 29th, Virga is playing at the Toll Booth. That is Ask a Punk if you're interested in Lawrence. On the 31st, Kraftwerk is playing at the Midland. Looking at the website, we've got a couple of new things out there. Photos and videos of my thoughts of the Gully Boys Skating Polly and Their show, as well as the Glixen She's Green and Nidosphere gig. I don't have time for it, but we're going to try to do it anyway. I've got one from Imbrium here from San Francisco. The song I play is called Eclipse, and it's on the album Timekeeper, which came out March 14th. I think it was a self-release project, but you can pick that up physically. The band very much is a black gaze band. Some of the songs are very shoegaze. Some of them are a little more black metal. I'm not going to be gentle, though. We're going to play one of the more black metal ones, but the atmosphere in this one's fantastic. Stick around. Maybe this is something you enjoy. I know I do. So we end things here with Imbrium and the song Eclipse. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.